this is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Glad that you could join me. Today's topic is writer's block. And I'm kind of mixed about writer's block myself. In some ways, I kind of feel like it's just an excuse. But on the other hand, I've certainly felt it myself. And definitely have those times where I'm not feeling so creative and it's not flowing and whatever. But I also feel like the best writers are the ones who face it, stare it down, and just get back to writing anyway. And while that's ideal and you can talk a big game there, sometimes it's really difficult. Now, looking at my own writing process, there's always spurts of creativity. It's at least the way that I think of it. You know, when I'm in the flow, I just feel invincible, unstoppable. But when I'm not, you know, I'm the type who I often don't try to fight through it too much. So as much as I'd like to say, you know, get your butt in the seat and just start writing, you know, often I have other strategies for how to deal with this. And look, every writer's different in his or her approach. But to me, I've gotten used to this pattern. And if I'm in the upcycle, I just try to take advantage of it. Right, if I'm feeling in a really creative period, then fantastic. Like I'll do everything I can to just write. And that's very much my style. I'll just pump out a lot of material in very rough draft form. I mean, to me, that part is always the easy part, that sort of ideation. To me, that's super easy. And I feel like I'm doing it all the time, constantly capturing ideas and notes and all sorts of stuff. The hard work is really, or at least for me, is sort of the editing, arranging, organizing, and, you know, but once I've sort of laid out a lot of these ideas in little scraps and fragments, then at least I can, you know, put all that in front of me, start hacking at it, pruning it, organizing it, arranging it, fine-tuning it. Hey, it's my process. It doesn't necessarily work for everyone, but it's the way that I do this. But what about those times when it doesn't flow? You know, those times where you get stuck. Call it writer's block, call it something else. There are times when it's going to feel more difficult. You can't get your ideas off the ground. You can't come up with a clever phrase. It just feels laborious. All I can do is give you my advice on this. And like I said, it's not going to work for everyone, but I say don't force it. But let me qualify that a little bit, right? Because to me, writing and creating content, whatever the type of content that you're using for your content strategy, there are a lot of different tasks required in writing. And to me, I put them into two different categories, sort of, let's call them the creative category and the operational category. So for instance, ideating, coming up with ideas, that to me feels creative. Drafting, writing the very rough first draft, that's creative. Editing, that sometimes feels creative, but sometimes operational, depending. Organizing the content, that feels really operational to me. Though there can be some elements of creativity to that, to be sure. Once that's organized, refining your content. Again, sometimes that's creative, but sometimes that can be operational, depending on how you approach that. And then perfecting that. Yes, that can be creative, but you know what? That feels really operational to me, at least the way that I attack it. But what I think is, you know, if you're constantly writing and you get hit with this bout of writer's block or some sort of stoppage, then the great thing is you've got all these different tasks to choose from. So just move to another one. This is the way that I handle it anyway. If I've laid out ideating, drafting, editing, organizing, refining, perfecting, that's six different tasks. It's not your only job to generate new content. You got to do all these other things too, especially if you're doing this independently. So if you're not feeling so creative, then turn to something that's operational instead. Sometimes just organizing scraps of ideas will do it for you. I mean, you got to do this at some point anyway, right? So maybe that's starting to edit a rough draft that you started writing last week. Just whatever it is, just do something else to keep making forward progress on the project. This, for me, this sometimes can be, I mean, seriously, weeks at a time where I might not be feeling so creative, but can just take the stuff that I have and be either, you know, organizing it, sometimes editing it, refining it, all the things that I sort of would think of as more operational. But you know what? At least I'm making some forward progress. And if I'm doing that, then I feel okay about the project. Now, like I said, that works for me. It might not work for you, but I hope that it does help. But the other thing that I think about in trying to sort of get past writer's block is the systems that you use. To me, that makes a big difference, your writing environment. And I'm not just talking about sort of, you know, the time of day when you sit down to write. That can be really helpful to have a structure and a schedule. But I'm talking about the actual tools that you use. Like, for instance, I find that I need a lot of reference material, a lot of those scraps in front of me when I'm writing, because I've captured all these different ideas and I want to extend that or I want to develop that. And I want those close at hand. So the tools that I've chose really center around that. And the two that I'd like to talk about here are Evernote and Scrivener. These two tools are the ones that I use the most when writing. And by the way, I have a list of all the tools that I use. It's a little too long to include in the show notes, but let me post them for download and I'll put a link in the show notes. Now, Evernote is one of my favorite tools. Use it every day. It's great for just capturing scraps and ideas very, very quickly and then organizing them. There are notebooks that are for collections and then tagging, a sort of tagging structure to be able to access those different notes by either the theme of the note, the topic, or the state that the content's in, meaning is it draft or final form. And you know what, maybe I should do an entire episode on this because I just find this to be an amazingly useful tool. And the cool thing is it's always available. All the notes are synced across any device that I have, right? So if I'm writing and taking notes or capturing little web clips or links or references or citations or scraps of ideas, I can do that on desktop or I can do it on a mobile device or an iPad, and they all sync all the time. So it doesn't matter where you are. And I find myself, you know, using an iPhone to just sort of capture a quick idea. And you can do that via text or you can do audio notes. I mean, it's just fantastic for capturing and keeping track of ideas and then organizing them so that you can pull them all up at once via a tag or a notebook and you have them all there. And that really works well for the way that I write. And I can't recommend it enough. It's just a really great tool. Now, the other tool that I use is a little more traditional tool for writers. It's one that's built specifically for writers. It's called Scrivener. And I found this to be really invaluable. I did a bunch of research, read up on all the reviews of all the different writing software tools. I mean, things like Word and Google Docs just weren't cutting it for, you know, sort of organizing content in sort of an easy way. And Evernote, while sometimes I'm writing in Evernote, it's really meant for collecting, but Scrivener is really meant for writers. And, you know, I verified this also with a bunch of other nonfiction writers via LinkedIn groups. Just asked them what's their favorite software. Moderately easy to get started, but I will say that beyond the basics, there's a little bit of a learning curve to get the full power out of it. But, you know, I've been using it for a couple years, and I would say that I'm pretty good at it, but honestly, there's still some things that I don't fully understand about it. I mean, it's a really powerful tool, and there are some of the features that can be a little bit difficult. But I don't mean to dissuade you because it really is a fantastic tool just to open it up and start writing without worrying about creating new files, where to save it, where to organize it, whatever. Just clear your mind and go. And just that ability alone is really, really valuable. And basically, I keep a few different project files, one for my blog, one actually for this podcast, one for the book project that I have going. And I have another project file for the online courses that I'm developing. And the cool thing is that you're able to sort of intermix the content, trade it back and forth. And it really is very, very good at taking these little pieces and being able to quickly organize them, which you just honestly can't do that type of thing in Word or Google Docs. Now, it also handles citations and collections of links as well. This is really great for nonfiction writers. And here's the other thing too. I mean, it's meant for writers, right? So it outputs to different ebook formats too. So if you need to hand this over to your publisher, it will actually output it in a format that the publisher will accept, which is great. And though I have not tried this myself yet, it will output to different ebook formats too, which I'm hoping when I get to that point will actually, you know, save me the trouble of having to learn how to do that ebook formatting by hand. So just a really fantastic tool for writers. So these two, Evernote, Scrivener, are just excellent. They're things that I use every day. These are not paid endorsements by any means. These are just tools that I use in my day-to-day writing to help me come up with ideas, organize those ideas, capture those ideas. Just, you know, two great pieces of software that are really valuable, and especially if you're thinking about a book project. Well, I hope that you find this to be helpful, and if you do, I'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a rating or review in iTunes. It makes a huge difference to me, and of course, it helps other people find this podcast too, and obviously, I would really appreciate that too. So thank you so much for listening, as always. Really appreciate it, and we'll see you on the next episode.